On the live line with us this morning is the district attorney for Sonoma County, Jill Ravitch. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. First time you and I have had a chance to speak directly, and we are here to talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but of course the story overshadowing everything today is the situation in Las Vegas.
That's true, and I know that all of our hearts are with those people who've been injured and lost loved ones down there.
Indeed, and it sounds like there's not going to be anybody to prosecute. It sounds like the lone gunman took his own life before cops could even get there, so that's the situation in Las Vegas at this point. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We think of October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I guess. How rampant, though, is domestic violence here in Sonoma County?
Well, and you know, it's ironic that O.J. Simpson was released just as the month began, because the tragedy that occurred involving his wife and the family friend really gave rise to a greater awareness of domestic violence in our community.
Yes, it did.
And I tell you, we recently in Sonoma County have had a number of homicides where the suspect is an intimate partner of the person who's been killed. So it's on the rise.
You know, back in 2013, your office received about $200,000 to a grant to fight domestic violence. You were able to add some employees. Is fighting domestic violence, is it simply a matter of just adding people so that you can take this on? And how did the grant money go for you guys?
The grant money was able to fund a prosecutor and a victim advocate. And we continue to receive grant funds so that we can focus our efforts on battling domestic violence. But honestly, it really takes community awareness. Just as an example, we had over 1,000 DV cases come into my office between January and September of this year. We had over 200 restraining order violation cases filed. People need to understand that resources are available, and they need to come in out of the darkness and access those resources, either through our Family Justice Center or through their local police agencies.
Jill, is it still a situation oftentimes where victims are unwilling to charge their assailants?
It's one of the hardest types of crimes for prosecutors to be able to prove because of victim unwillingness to come forward and testify. They're being asked to talk about something that was done to them by the person they love most that may result in loss of their home, their family, their dignity. It's a very, very difficult crime to prosecute.
Sort of on the radar, too, I was reading that in Sonoma County, child abuse and neglect were almost up 20% last year.
Well, yes. But here's something for people to remember. If the numbers are up, it reflects that more cases are being reported, not necessarily that the crime itself has increased.
And I guess one of the things, in addition to what you talked about, Jill, in terms of often the assailants being somebody very, very close to the victim, also there's there's a certain, unfortunately, still a stigma that is associated with domestic violence victims, and that they have some degree of responsibility because they continue to be with their assailants.
That's absolutely right. The cycle of violence is very difficult to understand, but again, knowing that people are being harmed either through physical or verbal abuse, we need to support them. If we suspect that somebody is either at risk or being harmed, we need to step forward and report it. We need to let them know that we've got services at the Family Justice Center available at no cost with all kinds of wonderful community partners like the YWCA, our Rape Crisis Center, Council on Aging. Information is power, and it's incumbent upon all of us to help these people find their way back to a productive, healthy lifestyle.
And it's just about going out there and letting people know where those services are. If someone were listening right now and they had an issue, you'd say Google one of those services and go get help?
Absolutely. Either the Family Justice Center, Sonoma County, or the DA's office has a website with all kinds of links to our partners. And every law enforcement agency is familiar as well if people are willing to go to law enforcement agencies. But anybody can give me a call or show up at the Family Justice Center. No appointment is necessary. We're just here to help.
Yeah, what are the continuing goals of the Family Justice Center?
Well, the continuing goals of the Family Justice Center are to provide services to our clients. We've served over 6,000 clients since we opened in 2011. and we provide wraparound services to victims of family violence, child abuse, sexual assault, and elder abuse. And we're reaching out to so many in the community and helping them come back into the light of just the wonderfulness of Sonoma County. So people need to learn about the FJC and let others know these services are free. We have bilingual services available. We have opportunities to bring in your kids with you and a safe place for them to play while you talk to our advocates. It's an amazing opportunity.
And it sounds like for those, close to anybody who's been a victim of this particular crime, the old adage, if you see something, say something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Support those people. And, they may not be ready to tell their story yet, but don't turn away from them. Just continue to support them until they have the strength to come forward.
Jill, thank you so much for being with us this morning and shedding some light on a very important issue for the month of October and every month of the year. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
That's District Attorney Jill Ravitch talking about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is right now.